Troy and Abed in the morning.
Yo, 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 pop, pop.
I've never gotten a zero before.
I'm a cat. I'm a sexy cat.
I see your value now.
Hi, and welcome to Much Talk About Community, a show about community. As always, I'm your host, Grant Ingram, and if you want to interact with us, you can do that by sending us an email at muchtalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at muchtalkaboutcommunity. You can follow us on Twitter at MTACpod. And we'd love to hear from you. Please follow us there. We like talking community with everyone that wants to. Anyway, joining me today to talk about cooperative calligraphy, conspiracy theories and interior design, and mixology certification, it is my friend, my co-host, Marty Shores. How you doing, Marty?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. Anyway, I guess cooperative calligraphy, you want to go ahead and give us a little synopsis?
Yeah. When Annie's pin goes missing, she suspects that a member of the group took it, so the group starts a self-imposed lockdown until it's found.
Yep. It's a bottle episode.
It's the bottle episode. Which is, Abed and Jeff refer to it as that, which is great.
Yeah, for sure. I love the Abed quote. I hate bottle episodes. They're wall-to-wall facial expressions and emotional nuance. I might as well sit in a corner with a bucket on my head.
Yeah, Abed. God, Abed's always so good. Like, he's just good. And I love when they were all going through the bag, and then Britta was like, no, this is a violation of civil liberties. And they were like, oh my God.
Yep.
She just went into like a whole rant about it.
Best part though is gotta be Annie's scream.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's so good.
I love her photo of her pin, too. Like, she took a photo with the pin. Like, she just knew that she would need that. She was like, aha!
Yes.
I knew this would happen again.
And I love the resolution as well. That Annie's boobs stole Annie's pin.
You know what? And he had so many pins. He stole all of her pins.
All seven of them. All of them.
And they all looked the exact same. They were all the exact same pin. I love when they were looking. And Jeff goes, you know what this is? And Abed goes, yep, Jeff, shut up. This is a normal day with a bunch of friends who are done studying and a pin that may be rolled away. Annie, rolled away? Jeff, or fell down someone's shoe. Let's check shoes. Annie, fine. Someone in this room is hiding your pin. Want to know why? They feel terrible. They made a mistake. They waited too long to come forward, and now they feel bad. And then they were all just like, so it was definitely Jeff, which that did sound a little suspicious.
It did.
I also love that the only thing that Troy had in his backpack was a pillow.
That's the most Troy thing ever. Plus, it kind of foreshadows for the next episode, right?
That's the next episode. Is the pillow fort.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the blanket forts.
There's multiple. That was a pretty cool blanket fort. Wait, anyway,
we haven't even gotten to pillows and blankets.
I love that you keep referencing that episode.
Because
we talked about it a little with Alex.
That's true.
When we had him on. So, and now I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm really excited to get into that.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love Abed's little chart that he was just charting
the menstrual cycle chart, yeah.
So obviously none of these women have had the COVID vaccine.
Oh my God.
Yes, yeah, Instagram.
We're not allowed to make these jokes.
Right. Instagram's going to, when we do this as the soundbite, they're going to be like, for more information about the COVID vaccine.
Yeah. Yep. Comedy.
Comedy. Pierce is scratching his legs with Slim Jims.
With everything, though. Like, he had everything in the. as someone who's had multiple casts, though, it is like, it's such a struggle, man. You gotta, like, yep. Casts are awful. They're so bad.
They are.
But yeah, the op-ed tracking, honestly, I love that they were offended, but like, honestly, that's kind of thoughtful, like, and smart of op-ed to be like, you know, I'm not gonna mess with you this specifically.
Well, he didn't realize what he was charting for
a while. And then he realized, then he was like, I'm just gonna keep this up because this, yeah.
You might as well, right?
I mean, once you know, it's just convenient.
Right.
He kept giving Annie chocolate, which was so funny.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah.
I love Jeff, like, crashing the library to find the pin as well, and, like, pulling up the carpet and just fully trashing it.
Yep. I think the best part of this, though, is that you can actually, like, see Annie's boobs taking the pin.
Like, you can you?
Yes. Like, at 41 seconds in, when everybody's distracted by the dean, you can just see it kind of, the hand reach up and pull it back.
Oh, I gotta go, man, I gotta go, like, rewatch that now, because I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
That's incredible.
Yep.
Oh, man, I miss Annie's boobs.
Yeah.
Out of context, that sounds really, like, yeah, but it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely a-okay. So, as someone in a wheelchair, what did you think of Pierce's wheelchair abilities?
God, it was so funny. It was so funny. I was like, yeah, this is fantastic. And also, I love that he was like, no, I can do it. And then he kept running into everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the battery died.
Absolutely amazing.
The battery died.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was just like, can you help me? And then, God, just Shirley being like, fine, I've tried this entire time, but it's fine.
It's amazing.
Also, I feel like I've never had one of the ones that you blow into, but I feel like those are hard. I don't know how those work at all. So, like, I imagine they would be harder to steer. So I'll give Pierce that.
Yeah.
But also, it was just funny.
I mean, I can imagine they're pretty great for prom night, because then you can just spin around endlessly.
This is true. Dude, I was so sore after prom. I was like, why is everything sore? My mom was like, well, you danced and everything's a workout for you. And I was like, dang it, I keep forgetting about that. I was like, oh, right, that high metabolism.
So we should probably talk about them, like, stripping to try to find this stupid pin, and then having to, like, jiggle to see if stuff, like, fell out.
Yeah, they kept jumping, and then freaking, God, I love that they just all kind of looked over at Pierce, too, with his cast,
mm-hmm.
and were just like, you can't jump, wait a minute.
Yeah, and then they have to cut open the cast, and that's when they find the Slim Jims and all that.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's also good.
Mm-hmm. So, on the it's also good note, what's your letter grade here?
Yeah, I have to do an A+. I would go S tier because it's so good, but also these are all like S tier episodes, and I feel like that's unfair to give them all. I mean, it's fair, but it's also like we can't give them all S tier.
They're all getting S tiers from me. Spoiler alert. All
right, fine. Well, now I feel bad.
This one's getting an S tier, mainly for the stripping down to the skivvy scene. I'm not going to act like I'm not a red-blooded heterosexual white male. It worked.
It worked.
Yeah. It worked.
And I also loved Shirley, like, hurriedly putting everything back on. And then they were just like, really? Why are you putting everything back on so fast?
And then the dean's reaction, though, when he walks in, oh my God, what happened here?
Yeah, because the entire room was just torn apart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep.
So good.
100%.
I love them
great.
All about to fight with just like, it's just a pin. Now it's just a pin. And then they all just like started to get undressed. And they're like, wait a minute.
Yep.
Also, Shirley, we forgot to talk about Shirley's pregnancy test.
Yeah, she got a baby.
She got
But we learned something later.
Is it not Chang's? Oh my God.
Wait, did you think it was Chang's?
I mean, listen, the whole Halloween thing happened a lot.
That's true.
That Troy mentioned, he like, Troy didn't mention it, but Troy just had this look when Abed said something about Halloween, and Troy was just like staring like, oh God.
Yeah. Anyway, you want to go on to the conspiracy theories and interior design?
Yeah, and I got the summary on that real quick. When Chef tries to obtain credit in a fictitious class, the unintended consequences rock Greendale. Abed and Troy build an elaborate blanket fort.
Mm-hmm.
Or while Abed and Troy... I can't read, apparently. Tonight, my brain is just like, no.
You're fine. I just love this episode. Because a fact... In 100% of all fake gun-related shootings, the victim is always the one with the fake gun.
Yeah. What does that even mean?
I just love this whole thing.
I love, like, the beginning, like, kind of the beginning scene. Troy, let's go and get into our pajamas and build a blanket fort. Britta, a blanket fort? Wow. Abed, you can come hang out with us in it later if you want. Britta, thanks, but I think I'll find something more grown up to do. Troy, okay, enjoy eating fiber and watching The Mentalist.
It's amazing.
Also, Britta, like, I don't care how old I get. If someone's building a blanket for, I'm going in it.
100%. You're rolling up.
I'm rolling up to the blanket fort. Let me in.
Yep.
I would say knock knock, but I feel like it's a little hard to knock on a blanket.
Soft.
Soft.
I like the Dean's line. I've always dreamt of playing charades with you, Jeffrey. Just not like this, and not on dry land.
Oh,
so gay.
Just before that, too, when Pelton comes in, he's like, Jeffrey, I was looking over your class schedule. Jeff, why? Maybe it was a random spot check. Maybe it was a specific spot check. Maybe I'm making a scrapbook. The point is, you will not be receiving credit for your independent study conspiracy theories in the U.S. history. What? Why not? Because the class doesn't exist, and neither does the teacher. Professor Professorson? What? That's his name. It's Dutch. I think it means professor. I think it means poppycock. So it's good.
Absolutely phenomenal. I love the line where Annie's talking to Jeff. After we kissed, I waited all summer to see you. You buried me like a shameful secret. What's the matter, Jeff? Afraid crazy Annie would go crazy for you? Well, guess what? Annie's got a gun.
Yeah.
Which is a reference, I do believe, to the song
by Aerosmith. Is it the Aerosmith song? Is it Janie's Got a Gun? That's what my mind went to. I might be wrong.
Annie's Got a Gun's a song by Horizontal Orange, but it's much more recent. So maybe it's... Let me see if this is what I'm thinking of.
See, because my mind instantly went to Aerosmith with that, but maybe that's just...
My mind did too. I'm gonna look at the list of...
What my dad put in my brain. From a young age.
Let me see.
I say with my Aerosmith poster on my wall, like directly next to me.
Yeah, I'm not. It's either a response, it's either a reference to Janie's Got a Gun or the 1946 musical, Annie Get Your Gun, or possibly both.
Probably both.
It seems like a Harmon thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, it was great. Dude, I just love Professor Professorson, which is not his real name, but I don't remember his real name. So we're going to keep calling him that.
Yeah, Professor Professorson's amazing. It's like, it's Dutch. I think it means professor.
And I love how Inception-y it was. Like, they all shot each other and then they were just driving Pelton crazy, but then Pelton actually into it was a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely
it was a lot. And the blanket fort, man, the blanket fort was so big.
Yep. It's
And them all
absolutely.
just crawling through it, they had all these like different little sections.
Yep. I loved the Eyes Wide Shut illusion with Britta's like weird cult thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I
And
also
the
loved
parade.
the Pulp Fiction reference thing. Where Kakowski asked Garrity about her breakfast plans.
Oh yeah.
Because have you seen Pulp Fiction?
I have. It's just been a while. I need to rewatch that movie, actually.
It's phenomenal.
But
I
it's
can't.
been a minute. But like I'm getting the references. I'm just like thinking back. That's why I'm like quiet about it.
So
'Cause I'm like, wait.
it's Mr. Wolf inviting Raquel for breakfast after leaving Sam Jackson and John Travolta's characters
That's
hanging.
right. That's right.
What was the Pulp Fiction line? Hey, maybe I can give you guys a ride. Where do you live? And they tell him, hey, you guys got to learn to move into the city and stop living out in the slums. And he just leaves them there.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, it is
Yep.
great. I'm actually gonna rewatch that movie this weekend. That seems like a good plan.
Yeah, let me know when you do because I love Pulp Fiction.
We talk
Absolutely
about it a lot.
love Pulp Fiction. So letter grade for this one?
I got an S tier on this one.
I do too. It's actually considered to be like one of the best episodes of the show. There's
It's so
actually
good.
there's a whole board on the fandom about the conspiracies, and I can't even follow it, but it's great.
Like dive deep into that website one day because there are just things that I will fully dive into.
Anyway, the next episode is Mixology Certification.
Yeah, so I got the summary on that if you want me to.
Yeah.
When the study group members realize Troy is turning 21, they decide to take him to bars. Meanwhile, Shirley pulls down photos of her that are posted at the bar, and Abed talks to fellow sci-fi nerd, whose
Who's
name I
gay?
don't think we ever learned.
But he was gay, and it was
But he
hilarious.
was, and
And Abed's
Abed
just.
was like, yeah, he knew he was flirting with him. He was like, yeah, I chose to ignore it.
I just really like talking about what was this show they were talking about?
Oh God, it wasn't
Farscape.
yeah, it was Farscape. And then they mentioned another one, which I do not remember, because he was like, so and so is better. I don't remember. And
Was
then
it
that
Firefly
weirdly,
or
no, it wasn't Firefly. God, I wish it was Firefly. I love Firefly. My nerd moment.
show should have lasted longer.
It should have lasted longer. See, that is a show. Now I'm about to tell you a secret that's gonna make you slightly mad at me. That was a show that my friend told me to watch, and I was just like, fine.
It's
This one
good.
you had to get me on a podcast to do.
Yeah. Yep. But hello, during a random dessert, the month and day of which can coincide numerically with your expulsion from a uterus. That is beautiful.
That is beautiful. And I love the opening too. It's just to you, Pierce. That was weird. How come we only sang the last two words? What happened to the happy birthday part?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Troy's a Jehovah's Witness. He doesn't celebrate birthdays. And then
Beautiful.
the happy birthday, which is not the happy birthday cake.
Hello, during a random dessert.
Yep.
I love the whole no, everyone's 10 twice because fifth grade's hard for everybody. Yeah.
How much did my mom lie to me? Oh, it's
Mom,
so
how many
good.
lives have I been living?
I love, I got Troy was so good this episode.
Yep.
This was Troy's episode. I love Troy. Like, Troy's underrated, man.
He is.
Donald Glover isn't underrated. Donald Glover is fantastic, but
Well,
Troy
Donald
is
Glover just
underrated.
signed like a 8-figure deal with Amazon. I don't think we can say anything about Donald Glover other than he's doing what he should be.
He's doing what, you know what, man? Go off.
I like the Jeff line, Troy. You're entering the next chapter of your life. Sadly, it's also the final chapter, but it's also the longest, and if you play it right, the best. You and I, we're just two guys now, peers, equals. For me, I'm sitting there like, huh, I'm starting the next chapter of my life.
I'm going to die soon. And if I make it to legal drinking age, it means I missed a car wreck somewhere.
Well, you will, because you're going to die at 22 when you get hit by those three buses and that hippopotamus.
That's true. About. I also like I just spent the last 2 years thinking that you guys knew more than me about life, and I just found out that you guys are just as dumb as me. Didoy. Yeah. Didoy. Yeah.
I love Annie's Texas accent.
It's great.
It was so good.
Okay, just, Annie's
the way
great.
She showed it. Annie is great. But the way she showed it, just, hey, y'all, another round for you. How's everyone holding up? I'll be back in 2 shakes of a rabbit's butt. And then Jeff, who the heck was that? Like, that was Annie's other personality.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I like Shirley's, let me help you to Pierce. And Pierce goes, I broke my legs, not my gender.
Yeah. Oh. That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Almost as good as the intact.
She was trying to be so helpful. And then Troy and Annie, their little moment after he brought her drunk or her home from being drunk was real cute.
Mm-hmm. It was
the Annie Troy friendship moment.
Mm-hmm. Troy and Annie have a friendship.
Did you see? There was a tweet earlier. I'm gonna try to find it and send it to you later. But it was the Wi-Fi thing for Troy and Abed in the modem was somebody.
I saw
Wi-Fi.
That. That was from the official community page. Yes, I love that.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah. I need to rename my router to
Your parents are gonna be like, what?
Streets ahead.
Yeah.
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 Or Wi-Fi streets ahead. I don't know. But I also like the end tag here where Troy and Abed are trying to put on as many t-shirts on Troy as possible.
He ended up with 157.
Yeah, and his cell phone rings. But he can't answer it because of the shirts. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then Abed has to like answer it for him. He's like, all right, let me know when I'm close. And he's like reaching into his pocket.
Yep, it's great.
So good.
Yep. Are you ready for letter grades here? I know we've spent
very long time. I think I am.
All right, what you got?
I do have an S tier for this one. I always do this. I always review and then I'm like, I'm not gonna go S tier on all of them. No, I went 2 out of 3. It's fine.
Yeah, no, I'm S tier here as well, just because of the Shirley like drunken pictures.
I love the one on the back of the door when she shuts it.
It's amazing.
It's just like you'll end up like this if you don't, mm-hmm. or like call a cab or something. Ugh.
Yep, it's amazing. It's just amazing.
It is.
Anyway, you got any closing remarks?
I don't know. Go follow us on stuff if you want to.
Yep. We said where those are at the top. They're linked in the description. Yeah, send us an email. We appreciate that. Send us a voicemail, actually. You can make it on the show. And until next time, I've been Grant for Marty. And Grant and Marty have a podcast.
Everybody shake. Enough to dislodge. Okay, anything hit the floor?
No.
What are those underwear made out of? They look luxurious.
Oh, they're an organic soy cotton blend.
This Gwynifer must be real special. Don't you usually wear the stripy turquoise Beetlejuice numbers?
What does she mean, usually?
All right. End of the road. We've torn apart the room. We've stripped. There is absolutely no place left.
No. No!
No! No!
Oh, damn it.
Broke my scissors. Here. Be careful. This is the last pair we have. Also, don't cut his legs.
I'm worried we've gone too far. This is how supervillains are created.
Can't you just make an inspiring Winger speech about trust, throw in a few digs at an easy celebrity target, and put a ribbon on this thing?
Abed, think about this for 1 second.
If a single one of us leaves this room before we find that pen, how can any of us trust anyone in this group ever again?